Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Kings and Presidents, Saudi Arabia and the United States. Since FDR is a short, analytically focused work of political history and foreign policy by Bruce Riedel, a former CIA officer and longtime Middle East specialist, the book traces the U.S.-Saudi relationship from its origins in the 1940s, when Franklin Roosevelt met King Abdulaziz ibn Saud, through later presidencies, and into the contemporary era. Its purpose is to explain how two very different states, one an American republic and the other an absolute monarchy, built a durable partnership on strategic necessity rather than shared political values. Riedel draws on his insider experience, declassified material, memoirs, and public accounts to show how oil, security, regional conflicts, and personal diplomacy have shaped the relationship over time. The book is both a historical narrative and a policy interpretation of why the alliance has endured despite recurring crises and mutual distrust. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the U.S.-Saudi partnership was built on strategic exchange, not ideological affinity. The central idea of the book is that the relationship between Washington and Riyadh has always rested on mutual interest. The United States sought reliable access to Saudi oil and a stable partner in a volatile region, while Saudi leaders sought external security protection against regional threats. Riedel emphasizes that this arrangement did not depend on shared democratic or cultural values, which helps explain why the relationship repeatedly survives tensions that would strain a more value-based alliance. That framework is important because it turns the story from a simple diplomatic friendship into a pragmatic bargain. Readers see that the alliance is resilient precisely because both sides have usually believed they still need each other, even when public opinion, political rhetoric, or human rights concerns pull them apart. This also clarifies why major shocks have tended to reshape the tone of the relationship rather than end it. Secondly, presidents and kings mattered because personal diplomacy often moved policy. Riedel argues that the U.S.-Saudi relationship cannot be understood only through institutions or abstract strategy. Personal ties between American presidents and Saudi monarchs often influenced how disagreements were managed and how bargains were sustained. From Roosevelt onward, leaders on both sides used private meetings, direct communication, and symbolic gestures to reinforce trust or repair damage. This emphasis on personalities distinguishes the book from more structural accounts of Middle East politics. It shows how the relationship was repeatedly filtered through individual judgment, temperament, and political needs at the top of each government. That matters because a change in leadership could alter the atmosphere quickly, even when the underlying strategic logic stayed intact. The book therefore treats diplomacy as something enacted by specific decision makers rather than by states in the abstract. For readers, this provides a concrete explanation for why the alliance has sometimes appeared unusually personal, fragile, and yet persistent. Thirdly, Israel and the Palestinian issue remained a permanent source of friction. A recurring theme in the book is Saudi Arabia's long-standing concern with the Arab-Israeli conflict, especially the Palestinian question. Riedel shows that differences over Israel were present from early in the relationship and never disappeared, even when broader cooperation deepened. For Saudi leaders, support for Palestinian rights was not a marginal issue but a central political and regional concern. For the United States, by contrast, strategic cooperation with Saudi Arabia often had to be balanced against its commitment to Israel and domestic political realities. This created a built-in contradiction in the partnership. Both sides needed each other, but they did not fully align on the region's most visible and emotional conflict. The book uses that tension to explain why the relationship has often been careful, conditional, and publicly uneasy. Rather than presenting the alliance as stable by nature, Riedel shows that it endured through constant negotiation around one of the Middle East's most durable disputes. Fourthly, 9/11 intensified suspicion and exposed the costs of a hidden alliance. The September 11 attacks form one of the most difficult chapters in the book's account. Riedel does not reduce the period to conspiracy or denial. Instead, he explains how the attacks sharply complicated U.S.-Saudi ties because the overwhelming majority of the hijackers were Saudi nationals. That fact created lasting mistrust in the United States and forced both governments to confront the political and reputational consequences of their association. The book treats this as a turning point that deepened public skepticism, even while formal cooperation continued in security and counterterrorism. It also shows how elite diplomacy can survive events that badly damage public confidence. The post-9/11 period therefore reveals the tension between strategic necessity and moral unease. Riedel's handling of this subject helps readers understand why the alliance became more controversial, more scrutinized, and more politically vulnerable after 2001, even though it did not collapse. Lastly, the book links historical continuity to present-day uncertainty under new leadership. Although the book is historical in structure, It also looks forward by assessing how the relationship adapts to changing rulers in both capitals. Riedel explores how contemporary leaders inherited a partnership shaped by oil dependence, security cooperation, regional rivalry with Iran, and American concern over terrorism. He suggests that recent administrations tested the relationship in different ways, especially as Saudi Arabia sought continued protection, while the United States reconsidered the costs of close alignment. This forward-looking dimension gives the book more than archival value. It becomes a guide to understanding why the alliance remains important, but politically contested. Riedel's analysis is useful because it avoids the false assumption that a long partnership is automatically stable. Instead, he shows that durability depends on whether each side still believes the bargain serves its interests. That makes the book especially relevant for readers trying to understand present debates about arms sales, regional security, and the future of EU. Influence in the Gulf. In conclusion, Kings and Presidents is best suited for readers interested in U.S. foreign policy, Middle East history, intelligence-informed analysis, and the practical mechanics of diplomacy. It will be especially useful to students, journalists, policymakers, and general readers who want a concise but serious account of why the U.S.-Saudi relationship has lasted for decades despite major political, moral, and strategic disagreements. Its main value lies in combining historical narrative with an insider perspective, which gives the book a level of clarity and institutional knowledge that many shorter works on the subject lack. Compared with broader histories of the Middle East, it is more focused on one bilateral relationship. Compared with academic studies, it is more readable and grounded in concrete diplomatic episodes. The book stands out because it explains continuity through interest, personality, and recurring crisis, rather than treating the alliance as either inevitable or purely cynical. Readers come away with a sharper understanding of how security guarantees, oil politics, the Palestinian issue, and post-9/11 tensions have shaped one of the most consequential relationships in modern geopolitics. If you would like to support Bruce Riedel, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.